این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah ya Allah subhanallah. Allah ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allah wa la ilaha illallah. Allah ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Imam Khomeini's historic speech outlining the state of affairs of the course of the revolution. Date January 23, 1983. Topic: Importance of propagating Islamic culture. Brothers and sisters of the various faiths should join hands. The programs must be prepared based on the perception and culture of Islam. I hope that with the strong heart and warmth that you have, you succeed in the job you are doing. Today the country belongs to yourself. Today everybody knows and understands that they are working for themselves, for the future of their own country. Put your trust in Allah, for whatever we possess is from Him and are for His servants.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Welcome back to Arab English Radio. This is the Spring of the Truth, and I am Bita, the host of today's episode. We're going to start with this sentence from Imam Khomeini, the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran and its revolution. If a person is full of knowledge, even if one has a good command of Islamic techniques, and even if one understands monotheism, but one is not purged and purified, still one will cause harm to oneself, one's country, one's nation, and to Islam. No benefit will be achieved. Man cannot construct others unless he himself is constructed, and the country cannot be constructed if others themselves are not constructed. So this is like a vicious cycle. If you cannot perfect and construct yourself, then you cannot construct another person. No matter how much knowledge and how many techniques, how much virtue you think you have, it doesn't benefit the society or the country and the nation.
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل
The human being's passions are not limited to 1, 2, 3, 10, or even 100. The human being's greed is also unlimited by taking one country, two countries, or 10. The prophets were assigned to limit them, to bring them under control, to control this unleashed animal who believes in no limits. If this creature is left alone and free to itself, and if one is not trained, one becomes so unleashed that one wants everything for one's own sake and seeks to sacrifice everybody for oneself. The prophets were assigned to bring them under control and to give them some criteria. So, the whole point of this speech is that if you feel that you are full of knowledge, you're good-mannered, and you're decent at, it doesn't mean that you are free from all the animal desires that you have in yourself. Don't forget that beautiful verse of Holy Quran that we know you better than what you think, and we know all the dark suggestions that your soul makes to you, because we're nearer to you than your jugular vein. And I think here the point is The whole world is not ultimate goal before the prophets. Rather, it's a path to the followed to reach the destination, which is the high grade of humanity. If a creature reached that high human grade, one will achieve a happiness which is not limited just this world. The ultimate goal is the world behind this one.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, every night and every day.